The Lord be with you.
Read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in their synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith." The Gospel of the Lord. So we finished reading from the book of Exodus and we moved from Exodus to Leviticus. This is part of what is called the Pentateuch, the first five books in the Bible. The Jews call it the Torah. So what Veronica read today, when she was reading, this thought occurred to me as I listened to her. This is the Jewish liturgical cycle. That was the parallel that came to me when I was listening. The Jewish liturgical cycle. What you've got there, major feast days. Do all of you know the Catholic liturgical cycle? You should. Okay, it starts with Advent. And that leads us to Christmas. Okay, then you've got about 2.5 weeks of Christmas season. Then you have ordinary time, the shorter ordinary time, which leads us to Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is Lent. Then you got the 40 days in Lent, not counting the Sundays. And that leads us to what? Holy Week. Holy Week leads us to the Easter Triduum. Easter Triduum leads us to Easter Vigil. Easter Vigil. Then we enter into Easter. Easter Day lasts 8 days. Easter season lasts 50 days until Pentecost. And then you have Pentecost, which terminates what is called the Easter season. Then we enter into ordinary time, which we're in now. And from ordinary time, that leads us to the Solemnity of Christ the King, which ends, and we enter into Advent season. How do you like that as a summary? You know, maybe you're going to be as concise, as eloquent as Father Broom, but you should be able to do that. You should be able to do that. Hello? Really, you should. Okay, you're going to take a little bit of study, but pray for an orderly mind, okay? That you have like an archive, so a very orderly mind, that you'd be able to do that. Now, if you were to do that to a non-Catholic, wow! He'd be blown away. And maybe you want to become a Catholic because a lot of people think the Catholics are ignorant. Catholics, if I could use a New York word, an ignoramus, okay? A lot of people think that. So we want to prove them wrong, okay? Now I got some background music, and that was my second message. I was thinking of sing with joy to God our help. I was thinking about a Beatles song. Help! Remember that? 1966, I think it was. Help, I need someone, okay? Well, okay. Sing with joy to God our help. You know one of my favorite prayers to God? Help! I'll say it again. Ayuda! SOS. Now you're laughing at that, but really, honestly, I often pray that prayer. As a priest, we need a lot of help, much more than you people. I pray that prayer from the depths of a heart that really needs a lot of help. And I really believe that God hears that prayer. I really believe that God hears that prayer if that prayer is said from a humble and broken heart. So maybe you can start to pray that prayer. Now everyone can say it. It's just a monosyllabic word, H-E-L-P, a monosyllabic word with four letters. Sounds like an English major. Yes, I am, okay? Monosyllabics, not a compound word, okay? Like anti-disestablishment and antitarianism. That's about the longest word in the dictionary. Help, H-E-L-P. And God will help you. Try it. Help. Okay, the gospel today, it is so true. It is so true. There's a lot to be said there, but I'm going to give you one idea that we all understand. Jesus is basically saying he's coming back to his hometown and he's taken for granted. Yep. That's the message. He's taken for granted. How many people here are married? Casados o cansado? Okay. How many married? Okay, I'm going to ask you a pointed question now. Have you ever taken your spouse for granted? Say yes, Father.
Yes.
Yes, you have. Has your spouse ever taken you for granted? Say yes, Father. Well, you've got to be careful. You've all done it. You got to be careful. Try not to take your spouse for granted. And then once your spouse dies, you regret that until you die. You do. You regret it until you die. So let us pray that we will not take your spouse for granted, but even more so, don't take Jesus for granted. Amen? You're coming to daily mass. How many people here drove 25 miles to get to Mass? Okay, one. My mom, who's 86, drives 25 miles. She's 86. We go to Mass in New Hampshire because there's no churches closer. Here in Southern California, you got a Mass every 10 blocks. Or 15 blocks, right? Any Californians here? You know it better than we were from the East Coast, no? Every 15 blocks, you got a church here. So don't take the Lord for granted. Amen?
Amen,
amen or oh me, okay? Okay, that deserves an amen, huh? Okay, the saint we celebrate today, just about a minute or two. The Saint John Maria Vianney, he's the patron of priests, especially parish priests. Do you remember when Pope Benedict XVI was acting pope, that he called the year of the priesthood? Do you remember that? You don't remember it? Well, he did call a year for the priesthood. Who did he choose as the patron saint of that year? Hello? Can't hear you. The priest that we celebrate today. He was the patron of that year. Now, I'm just going to launch at you a little bit of a homily of this great saint. He says this. Who was present in the most important spiritual moments of your life? Your baptism? Priest. Your first confession?
Priest.
Your first communion?
Priest.
Your confirmation?
Priest.
Okay, bishop, who is a priest too, right? When preparing you to get married?
Priest.
When you got married? When your mother or grandmother got sick? Okay, there I almost saw the mass late because this young woman asked me to go to the Downey Hospital to visit her godmother who's dying of stage 4 cancer. There I almost started the mass late because she's saying, Father, I said, go to get another priest. Father, she went the exercises. She only wants you. Okay. So guess where I'm going this afternoon, okay? As Mother Teresa says, if you want to tell God your plan, if you want to make God laugh, you want to make God laugh, tell God your plans. Oh boy, do I know that, huh? Okay, who was there present also when your mother or father was dying? Who was there at the burial of your mom or your dad? So in all the important moments of your life, spiritual moments, the priest is present. Now, let me follow up on another homily of the Cure of Ars. Okay, if you don't have a priest, no mass. No mass, no consecration. No consecration, no Eucharist. No Eucharist, no Holy Communion. No Holy Communion, we are spiritual orphans, no Jesus Christ. So we have to pray that we get more priests. One last idea. One, we have a lot of visiting priests this summer. It's a great summer. Our rectory is like Grand Central Station if you're a New Yorker, which means come and go, come and go, come and go. One of the priests with us is a great young Nigerian priest. His name is Father Victor. When I was coming back from the 8-day retreat, I had a nice talk with him, and he said, in Nigeria, where we have a house, we've had priests there for 18 years, already 29 priests. That's a lot in 18 years. But he told me this, they can only receive 6 new candidates. You know how many applications they receive every year? 1,000. I almost started to cry. Oh, boy. I almost started to cry. I'll tell you the reason. This is a New York expression. You know what this means? They don't have money. So he's going to be doing a mission appeal. Father Larry said, maybe this coming Sunday. If you can write out a $1 million check, give it to me. Okay? But it's sad. Because are all of those 1,000 going to be accepted? Of course not. But if you get 100, that's better than 6, right? And the wave of the future is, whether you like it or not, the wave of the future is Africa and Latin America. Europe is dying. The United States depends. We can go either direction. Materialism could kill us. But we have a lot of Filipinos and a lot of Latinos and a lot of Catholics here that we have to form them well. But obviously, where vocations are most abundant is the Congo, Uganda, Nigeria. You heard it, 1,000. That's huge. How many applications do we get as oblates? Who knows, maybe 50 in a good year. 1,000 is huge. So the harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So I beg you, in this Mass, to pray for vocations. Because a holy priest can be instrument in saving hundreds, thousands, and even millions of souls. Amen.